You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Michael Dermer, the founder and author of The Lonely Entrepreneur, a methodology that helps entrepreneurs with the one issue we all face, the struggle. He's also an entrepreneur, speaker, and lawyer. Mr. Dermer, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. So how did your experience starting and building Instant One and then saving it from almost being destroyed during the financial crisis of 2008 inspire you to write The Lonely Entrepreneur?
You're welcome. So how did your experience starting and building Instant One and then saving it from almost being destroyed during the financial crisis of 2008 inspire you to write The Lonely Entrepreneur?
You know, like you said, Eric, I was a corporate lawyer and I left to start a company to reward people for healthy behavior in the early 2000s. You know, that concept didn't exist and went through the normal, you know, blood, sweat and tears of the better part of 10 years of building that business in healthcare, trying to convince the healthcare industry, you know, to go about it a completely different way. And after having some success after, you know, the better part of a decade, my business almost got destroyed by the financial crisis. You know, all my customers were large corporate America that got, you know, killed during that time. And we spent the next two years working, you know, 20-hour days to basically save what it took us 10 years to build. And we were able to kind of stabilize it, save it, and then ultimately sell it successfully a little bit while later. And it was really an amazing experience. And it led me to think, wow, you know, entrepreneurs are in the struggle all day long. And is there a way you can actually help them with tools and a methodology that recognizes that struggle, but then also provides them solutions to be better entrepreneurs?
So, Mr. Dermer, what are the four P's and how does an entrepreneur's perspective determine the difference between success and failure?
Sure. So the four P's are pressure, passion, pleasure, and pain. And anybody who's an entrepreneur listening knows, you know, you feel the pressure of money and maybe leaving a corporate job. You know, you feel your passion where you believe that, you know, your meatballs are better than anybody else's meatballs, or the pain of, you know, kind of losing a customer or not getting that investor or a vendor not working out. And then the pleasure that comes with, you know, your first business card and your first customer. And unfortunately, what those four P's do is they really impact us and they cause us to develop these flawed perspectives, things like, you know, I have to do everything and no one cares as much as I do. And it's really our own ability to have the right perspectives in the midst of all that pressure that a lot of times is the difference between succeeding and failing as an entrepreneur.
What do you think is the struggle that every entrepreneur faces?
You know, I think it's the nature of the beast, Eric. You know, if you really think about it, think about like a chef, right? A chef knows how to make great food, but then ask that chef to open a restaurant, where they're now exposed to operations and finance and people management and all of these different things. And at the same time, the one thing that we have as entrepreneurs in common is that we all have a lack of resources and a lack of capital when we start. And so all those things coming together at the same time, it can be pretty overwhelming. And that's where the struggle comes from. And that's the commonality, I think, that exists amongst all entrepreneurs.
Most certainly. Today we are joined by Mr. Michael Dermer, the founder and author of The Lonely Entrepreneur, a methodology that helps entrepreneurs with the number one issue we all face, the struggle, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Michael, some say that entrepreneurs are visionaries, but you say that becoming a successful entrepreneur is something that can be taught. Why should entrepreneurs spend time learning how to change their perspective?
Well, I would say this, that there are certain foundational characteristics that entrepreneurs need to have. You know, you have to have vision. You have to have the ability to deal with risk. You know, a lot of things you commonly hear. But I don't think we do enough to actually help entrepreneurs become better entrepreneurs every day, right? We say if you have, you know, passion and grit, that's enough. And so I think that if we really think of being an entrepreneur much more as an identity and not just a job, then we wake up every day and we try to get better at it, you know, no different than a golfer works on their golf game or a mom works on being a better mom. And so unless it's not like you just show up as an entrepreneur and you're good at it, right? You have to actually work at getting better at it and developing the skills. And obviously one of those foundational skills, even though we don't have capital and resources, as I said before, what we do have is the ability to think differently and the ability to have different perspectives that can overcome some of the struggles that we talked about before.
Lastly, what separates entrepreneurs who thrive in business from those who crumble? You know, that happens often. Why do about 50% of entrepreneurial startups fail during their first year in business?
So here's what I would tell you. Think about it. You have two businesses, exactly the same business. You know, why does one do well and one not do so well? I mean, I really believe it's the ability to have the right perspective in the midst of that pressure. So simple example, right? One entrepreneur will say, you know, I can't prioritize. I have to do everything. And a different perspective might say, okay, listen, I know I may feel that way, but if I don't really set the top three priorities of my company and focus on them, I'm not going to do anything well. So all that is, Eric, is a different perspective. And the ones that take the right perspective, you know, acknowledging the strains we're under, but take the right perspective, acknowledging those strains versus the ones that don't, I think that's the difference between success and failure.
Well, Mr. Dermer, certainly has been good to have had you. Thanks so much for drawing our attention to this and also offering the great tool in the book, The Lonely Entrepreneur. Where can listeners get more information?
You can go to lonelyentrepreneur.com. We've got a whole bunch of, you know, free tools on there and coaching programs. And certainly the book, The Lonely Entrepreneur, is available on Amazon for everybody. Best place is lonelyentrepreneur.com.
Awesome. Well, once again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Michael Dermer, the founder and author of The Lonely Entrepreneur, a methodology that helps entrepreneurs with the number one issue we all face, the struggle. And for more information and for contact, simply visit lonelyentrepreneur.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.